I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Praise God. How many know we live in challenging times? I want to tell you this morning, don't allow your heart to be discouraged. Discouraged. No, we want to be encouraged. Like David, he encouraged himself in the Lord. One way to do that is just think about where God has brought you from. Think about what God has done for you, sometimes in spite of you. Amen. His mercy endures forever. Thank him for his grace, his goodness. You know, the song says, when I think about the goodness, when I think about his goodness and all that he's done for me, my soul begins to cry out, thank God for saving me. Amen. Don't think about all the junk and stuff and negativity. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are peaceable, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And then the peace of God. Tell somebody right now, God got you. The devil just tries to take your mind and your thoughts away from God. But we are his. Amen. He promised to protect you, to keep you, to guide you, to govern you. He's working when you don't see him working. Amen. When it seems like God is silent, he's still working. Amen. When you don't feel him, he's still working. Amen. He does not sleep nor slumber. We are the apple of his eye, engraven upon the palm of his hands. We are his heart. We are his ecclesia, his church, his bride. Amen. Don't let anything or anybody convince you otherwise. Amen. Well, this morning, we want to delve into a message I've entitled, The Battle for the Kingdom. The Battle for the Kingdom. Wednesday night, I touched on something. Growing up, we had neighbors that we grew up with. There were three of us. My older brother and my younger brother, and there were three brothers, two houses down the street from us. And we grew up, you know, and they were our same age. And, you know, like all young men, we got in trouble together. You know, we got whoopings, but we got the harsher whoopings than they did. But like young men, my older brother would fight the older one there. And one day they were out there fighting, and all the little girls and all of us were around in a circle. They went there fighting. They were out in front of, we called them Chips at the time. They were out there fighting, and he's just beating up Chips. Chips couldn't beat him up. So, you know, my brother would pick on him a lot of time. And he was beating him up, and Chips' mother came running out of the house. And, you know, we're ready to scatter. We're ready to run for our lives. And she runs into the middle of the circle, and instead of trying to stop it, she tells her son, fight! Fight! Now for little 10-year-old minds, that's like, Fight him! Long story short, Miss Arnold was her name, and she became the favorite person on the block for us. I mean, she knew how to. Do you understand? She didn't tell him, you know, stop hitting on my son, stop beating up. No, she said, fight, because he needed to learn how to fight. And what better way to learn how to fight than to get in a fight? You read all the books you want about fighting. Watch all the videos about fighting and see how to box it and get knocked out in the first round. But when you got some experience under your belt, now you know how to fight. Well, this is not a season for us to roll over and play dead and say it's all over and, you know, everybody that prophesied something was wrong. Because tell somebody again, it ain't over yet. I'm telling you, I will stand in this pulpit flat-footed and tell you it is not over yet. Amen. I don't care who don't like it or who agrees with it or who disagrees with it. I'm telling you right now, it ain't over. And when it does come to pass, I ain't even going to say I told you. I'm going to look at you. Because see, I know there are a lot of people in the balance right now. Discouraged, want to give up, want to throw in the towel, want to run and hide, have lost their testimony, jump ship, you know, as to their values. But it doesn't matter what happens. We hold fast to our values. Amen. You need to read the Bible because in the end we win. We are more than conquerors. See, conquerors have to conquer something. First, you got to conquer that internal territory where you waver, where you're uncertain. See, a lot of times we put time frames on God. God, you got to move by tomorrow. Abraham and Sarah thought God was taking too long. What did they do? They went out and birthed an Ishmael. Tell somebody right now, don't birth an Ishmael in this season. Ishmael will trouble you the rest of your life. And then your seed, he'll mess with your seed too. Don't birth an Ishmael now. Stay the course. Amen. Stay the course. I ain't taking anything that I've said back. Not a word of it. And y'all that are in here and many that have live streamed us know what I've said, what I stand and what I believe, and I'm going to hold to it. Amen. I feel like the Hebrew boys, they said, listen, oh king, if God don't rescue us. But see, I already know he's going to rescue. But let me just say, if he doesn't rescue, it ain't changing my mind one bit. Because I know God is faithful. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know where I come from. I got a testimony. It ain't no testimony. God don't come all the time when you want him. He'll come at the 11th hour, the 59th minute, 59th second. Boom, there God is. Sometime he'll wait till after midnight. Sometime he'll come at the fourth watch in the morning. But he'll come a lot of time when you least expect him. I'm telling you right now, he's working even though you don't think he's working. God has a master plan. He has heard your prayer. He has seen your heart. He has felt your repentance. You think God is an unjust God? Justice will be served. Tell somebody, I ain't going out like that. But what his eyes are doing right now, they're going to and fro in search of hearts that'll stay with him. See, a lot of people have testimonies. As long as things look good for them, they're on the mountaintop. But the moment things shift and don't look so good, right away they lose their testimony. I'm here to tell you, God hadn't changed. His plans for this nation haven't changed. His plans for his church haven't changed. But he's looking for somebody that got a little bit of guts. I'm about to say something else, but they would have to. That was just me. That's a sports thing, you know. I wasn't going to say it. But you need some backbone. Amen. I said we need some backbone today. Amen. The church in the U.S. has been too pampered. Amen. It's divided. Amen. And it's divided on cultural issues when we're all supposed to be kingdom. See, a kingdom mindset alleviates a lot of that foolishness. I've never been, and you've heard me from day one, never been left or right. I'm going down the middle. And what does that mean? I'm for what's right. I'm for the word of God. I'm for the kingdom. Amen. So we have to rise up above a bunch of issues. I'm talking about the church. The church has to awaken. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Wednesday night, I got this from somebody else, but Wednesday night, I was looking for some amens back here. Amen. It's time to awaken. to reality. I said at the beginning of this year, and watch what I tell you for the years, this year will be a great awakening. Amen. For the world and for the church. And many are going to be rudely awakened. Because they lost their moral compass. They're going with what looks like the winner. Amen. And I have to say this, but those that are following like that, even though you're saved, God going to deal with you. There's going to be stuff that happens, and God's not going to honor you. Amen. Because you didn't follow him. You were following your flesh. Now, the battle for the kingdom. And you know, I get this from time to time, but I don't listen to it. People say, you get too political. Well, we got to deal with stuff on a governmental level. Apostles are governmental. Amen. We're not just pastoral, just trying to keep the sheep together. Now, there's things that have to be said that have to be said. Amen. Legislated. Because when legislation starts coming down the pike, And it's aimed at your children, them folk gonna be in an uproar. All they're gonna want to do is march, and they ain't nothing gonna. We've been marching for years, and what's happening? Nothing. And people are just cowering down and just accepting anything that comes down the pipe. And it's time to wake up to see that there is an enemy out there, amen, that's been warring against us for decades and decades, and now we're seeing his ugly face rear. And folk don't know what to do, and they just jump in ship, going with the flow. No, we don't go with the flow. We go upstream. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know why people don't tell the truth? Why the word is so scarce is because people are scared of people. Scared of losing their support. Financial support, scared of losing their influence. So they're scared of people's faces. But ain't no time for you to be scared. Ain't no time for you to be backing down, cowering down. God needs some voices in the land. Amen. If you ain't got nothing else, you got a voice. And you need to tell the truth. Because it's the truth that will set people free. Trying to just build something. Except God build the house. And what God builds, he builds to last. All this seeker-friendly, you know, do-it-your-way kind of thing. Everybody's opinionated about it. No, let's go to the truth. Let's go to the Word of God. What does the Word say? That's the final authority. I said the Word of God is the final authority. Bump your opinion when it's not lining up with the Word of God. Bump what you think when it's not lining up with the Word of God. Bump how you act when you know it ain't lining up with the Word. Forget it. It ain't gonna hold no water. And God gonna eventually deal with you. You gotta be a Christian more than just in word. Amen. Let's go to the book of 1 Kings. Because there's a battle for the kingdom. And in the end, I'll say it this way. God's going to have the last laugh. He watches all this foolishness. And he laughs. He ain't worried. He's in control, complete control.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522. When the
Nivella Costa Corp is a family-owned